I, a rose from the grave of Homer, am too lofty to bloom for a nightingale. Then the nightingale sung himself to death. A camel driver came by, with his loaded camels and his black slaves. His little son found the dead bird, and buried the lovely songster in the grave of the great Homer, while the rose trembled in the wind. The evening came, and the rose wrapped her leaves more closely round her, and dreamed, and this was her dream. It was a fair sunshiny day. A crowd of strangers drew near who had undertaken a pilgrimage to the grave of Homer. Among the strangers was a minstrel from the north. The home of the clouds and the brilliant lights of the Aurora Borealis. He plucked the rose and placed it in a book and carried it away into a distant part of the world, his fatherland. The rose faded with grief and lay between the leaves of the book which he opened in his home, saying, "Here is a rose from the grave of Homer." Then the flower awoke from her dream and trembled in the wind. A drop of dew fell from the leaves upon the singer's grave. The sun rose, and the flower bloomed more beautiful than ever. The day was hot,